Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey there. From CNN, I'm Paola Ortiz with the 5 things you need to know for Saturday, January 13th. Protesters marched in London and Washington, D.C., calling for a ceasefire in Gaza after South Africa pushed the UN's top court to order one this week. South Africa wants the International Court of Justice to order Israel to end its air and ground assaults on Gaza, accusing the country of committing genocide against Palestinians. That's an accusation Israel strongly rejected yesterday, asking the court to dismiss the case as groundless. Yasmin Alaga is a Palestinian-American who spoke at the march in D.C. today. She says she's lost over 120 family members since October 7th and says she has American family members still trapped in Gaza.
Israel has shattered our past, our present, and our future for the sake of the surviving members of my family desperately clinging to life. We need an immediate and permanent ceasefire now! We must demand that President Biden stop providing financial, military, and political cover for Israel.
As migrant crossing numbers at the southern border decline in recent weeks, Texas has been battling the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border by doubling down on security and barrier installations to limit access after record-breaking numbers of migrants crossed into the country last month. The White House is now condemning Texas's actions and has lodged a complaint with the Supreme Court, alleging that it is denying access to Border Patrol officials to do their jobs. About the claims, Texas officials told the Supreme Court early Saturday that the state is, quote, working promptly to ensure U.S. Border Patrol agents have access to a boat ramp used to launch patrol boats into the Rio Grande. The case before the Supreme Court comes after Border Patrol agents removed razor wire put in place by Texas along part of the border. The state sued the federal government over the practice, and a lower court ordered the agents to stop removing the wire while legal challenges play out. New York Governor Kathy Hochul in the NFL said Sunday's playoff game between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers has been postponed until Monday due to severe winter weather. By the time we recorded this podcast, the Kansas City Chiefs and Miami Dolphins game is still on and could be one of the coldest on record for the NFL. According to CNN Weather, the air temp at kickoff is expected to be 0 degrees Fahrenheit with a negative 22 degree wind chill. The bone-chilling temperatures are all thanks to a winter storm hitting a large part of the U.S. this weekend. Archaeologists have discovered a network of ancient cities dating back 2,500 years in the depths of the Amazon rainforest. They published their findings in a study 2 decades in the making this week. The study's lead author says it completely revolutionizes how we think about the Amazon. The study published in the journal Science said the overall organization of the city suggests the existence of advanced engineering and urban planning at the time by the early indigenous people who lived there. Up next, we're keeping up with the Chrisleys.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Imprisoned reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley from the show Chrisley Knows Best are getting a $1 million settlement from the state of Georgia. In October 2019, the couple filed a lawsuit alleging that Joshua Waits, the former director of special investigations for Georgia's Department of Revenue, quote, improperly shared the Chrisleys' confidential tax and other information with Todd Chrisley's estranged daughter, Lindsay Chrisley Campbell, in an effort to induce her to reveal compromising information about her family. Waits investigated the Chrisleys' tax obligations to the state of Georgia ahead of the couple being charged with tax evasion. The state case was eventually settled in October 2019, with the Chrisleys paying just under $150,000, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Chrisleys were found guilty in 2022 of federal fraud and tax evasion charges. The couple maintains their innocence and are appealing their criminal convictions. CNN reached out to the representatives for Waits and the Georgia Department of Revenue for comment following the settlement announcement. That's all for us today, but make sure to tune in tomorrow for the latest episode of CNN One Thing. I'm Paola Ortiz. I'll talk to you next time.